Before I start the interview, I'd like to explain why it was meaningful and what I learned because of it. When I hear my grandfather's name, I don't think of a very great man, because many stories that were told about him weren't that great. For example, he did cheat on my grandmother 3 times, and he was pretty abusive towards his wife and children. So, when I heard how caring and loving he was when he lived in Mauritius, I was very surprised. Thank you, and enjoy the interview.
Who are you?
I am your grandmother. My name is Margaret Black.
And when were you born?
I was born in 1935.
Making you how old?
83. And I grew up on the borders of Wales on a hill farm, and I came from a large family.
The first question I'd like to ask you for my interview is, how has your life been different than what you'd imagined it to be?
I imagined that I would grow up and stay in England and probably live in the country and maybe probably marry a farmer.
And how has it been different?
Well, I've lived on 3 continents. I didn't marry a farmer. And I now live in another country, not in Britain at all.
Tell us about Mauritius.
Mauritius. We lived in Mauritius.
And where is that?
It's near Madagascar. And we were there. We went there. We were 25 years old and we had a little baby. Mm-hmm. And we went on Air France before they had big jets. We had 4 propellers, you know, like elastic bands. And it took 30 hours to get there because we had to stop in Paris, in Athens, in Nairobi, in Madagascar, in Reunion, mm-hmm. until we finally got to Mauritius. It took 30 hours.
Why did you go to Mauritius?
Because there was Henry was drafted in the Navy, and that was his posting in Naval Party 1212. And he was a doctor, and he went there to take care of the sailors and the families. He delivered babies there.
Did he ever tell you any stories about, like, maybe some families that he took care of?
I can tell you a very interesting story about what he did. He also looked after some of the people who were residents or natives of Mauritius.
Oh,
and he had this friend who was a dentist, and he knew him from Birmingham, and his wife Sheila. And Sheila was a darling little Indian girl, lovely little Indian girl. And when she had her baby, Henry delivered it, and her father had a sugar plantation. And she was in labor up there at the plantation, and all the relatives and all the families were there waiting to celebrate the baby coming, and they were having feasting, you know. And it was very difficult for her to deliver the baby, and finally they got the baby out. Thank goodness. The baby was a little fragile, but it was kind of nerve-wracking for him because the baby died. It would have been his fault.
Wow.
But he said it was really lovely to be to deliver a baby like that, when people, so many people there to welcome it, and feasting and things like that. And he sent to the hospital for a little special incubator for preemie babies, so that the baby could get some more protection for the first few days. But the baby was fine.
Was he proud of, you know, delivering the baby, or was it just a very nerve-wracking event for him?
I think it was both. It's a big responsibility, and he is very proud that it went well.
Well, thank you for the interview. Thank you so much.
Good.
Have fun.